Amid what some New Jersey officials are calling an opioid and heroin epidemic, there's a push to increase drug treatment across the state. But this week, one of the largest long-term recovery centers in New Jersey announced it will close in the spring. WHYY's Joe Hernandez has the story.
The John Brooks Recovery Center has been operating in Atlantic City since 1969. Today, it has 119 beds for long-term inpatient drug treatment. But that is about to drop to zero, says CEO Alan Oberman.
I think the whole thing is really sad. We tell the clients that we'll be closed. I've had family members calling me about this. You know, what do they mean? How could they do this?
Oberman says John Brooks has to close because the state will not pony up enough money to move the recovery center out of Atlantic City's tourist district. The state reimbursement to the center for long-term recovery beds is so low, about $68 per day, that Oberman says funding construction of a new facility somewhere else is impossible.
We really lose money on the program. It's supported by some of our other programs and donations. So you can't go to a bank with a statement that shows that you don't have any extra revenue over expenses and expect them to lend you $6 million.
A Christie administration spokesman says the state continues to work with John Brooks and hopes to avoid a shutdown. Drug addiction treatment has been a key issue for Christie as governor. On the presidential campaign trail in New Hampshire this week, he said the country needs to give addicts the tools to recover, not send them to prison. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.